Good morning. We're taking Chayyadim, Kalam Zion, and we're learning Siman Tes Zion. So we're talking about a case where a person forgot to say, would say, or Yalla B'Yavai, and he realizes after he finishes the bracha, B'nei B'rachim Av Yerushalayim Amen, so there's an insertion for him to say. Let's say he realizes after just saying the words Baruch Atah Hashem, he skipped it, would say, or Yalla B'Yavai. He said, "Ubenei Yerushalayim Rekodesh B'mehir V'yameinu Baruch Atah Hashem." And then he realizes before he says anything further. So what should he do? See, if he completes the bracha, he will have to introduce another bracha into Shmon Esrei. Excuse me, into benching. He can't just stop after Baruch Atah Hashem. That's a bracha of Atala. So what should he do? So the Chayyadim says, "V'imloy Amar Rak Baruch Atah Hashem." Nearly this Yisayim Lamdeni Chukecha. So he introduced this idea before that the pasuk Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha is a pasuk in Tilim in Kapitel Kuf Yutes. David HaMelech says in Tilim Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha. So that's a full pasuk. So a person would say the phrase Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha. He has not said a bracha l'vatala. He said a full pasuk, and he's not saying the Hashem's name not in the context of an improper context. He said in the context of a pasuk. If he does that, he has not finished the last bracha. So he's still, as it were, holding in the middle of a third bracha. And now he can go back and say, Ritzei. So the situation, what a person should do is say, he forgot Ritzei or Yalav Yavav. He said, Ubenei Yerushalayim Rekodesh B'mehir V'yameinu Baruch Atah Hashem. So he will then say, Lamdeni Chukecha. Go back to Ritzei and Yalav Yavav. Finish off Ritzei and Yalav Yavav. Say, Ubenei Yerushalayim Rekodesh B'mehir V'yameinu Baruch Atah Hashem. Ben Evarachim Av Yerushalayim. Amen. So he will then complete the bracha properly. So by saying, Lamdeni Chukecha, Keshe Yitzarech, L'hoisik Bracha. By doing this, he's going to be considered still in the middle of the bracha. So he's not completed the bracha, which would then require him to add another bracha into benching. So saying, Lamdeni Chukecha is not a bracha l'batachla. He gains that he's still within the bracha itself. There's no need to go back to the beginning of benching. He's still holding in the third bracha, so he's allowed to say, Ritzei and Yalav Yavav. He does not need to add another bracha into benching either. And so this, out of all the options, even though saying Lamdeni Chukecha in the middle of benching doesn't belong there, but this, out of the various options, so putting in these extra words which are inappropriate, adding an extra bracha, almost unnecessarily, going back to the beginning of benching, so none of those are good options. So we say, out of all the options, this is the best option. When you say Lamdeni Chukecha, now you're holding the middling of the third bracha. You're able to go back and say Me'ena Ma'ara, which means something which has an element of the occasion which we're talking about. Kiliel Klal Chav Dalet Simen Ches, like we said before in Simen Chav Dalet. So there he's talking about that in Shmon Esrei, and he says that any of the insertions which are required. So any insertion which is not required, means if you skip it, you don't have to go back. So then we don't do this. Adding a new phrase in the middle of Shmon Esrei is inappropriate. But any one of the insertions, which if you forget it, we're going to make you go back. So potentially you're going to have that the brachas you said until now were not accepted. You have to redo brachas. But rather than redo brachas, it's better to say Lamdeni Chukecha, to therefore maintain your state of being still in the bracha, allow you to make the insertion properly, and then finish off the bracha and continue. So, for example, if a person said, for instance, they say Talamot of the bracha, so you can add him and say Talamot the bracha and Shemaya Tefillah. So don't say Lamdeni Chukecha at the end of Brachas Hashanim, but rather wait until Shemaya Tefillah. But let's say a person forgot Mashiach Baruch Morid Hashem, and he's not one of the people who says Morid at all. So if he forgets Mashiach Baruch Morid Hashem, he has to go back to the beginning of Shemaya Esrei. He's finished the bracha of the whole paragraph, Baruch Atah Hashem, and he didn't say Mechayeh Meisim yet. He just said Baruch Atah Hashem. So there he says that person should say, Lamdeinu Chukecha, to be considered as if he's still in the bracha of Mechayeh Meisim. He hasn't finished it yet. He can go back and say Mashiach Baruch Amarta Gashem, and then finish off the bracha appropriately. The same thing will be true by Yalla B'Yavoy. So Yalla B'Yavoy by Rosh Chodesh night, which is not Mahakev, so the situation would say, you know what, just finish off. He forgot Yalla B'Yavoy. Rosh Chodesh night, where you don't have to go back, finish off it. And continue. But on Rosh Chodesh by day or Yom Tov, Cholamoy, for example, that Yalav Yalav is Ma'akev. So if he says Ma'akev is Ma'akev, he has to go back to Ritzay. See, he has to go back to the beginning of the bracha. So he ends up with an extra, whole extra bracha of Ritzay twice, one of them being not inappropriate. So it's better to say Lamedei Chukecha and be able to be considered still within the bracha itself and say Yalav Yalav. And then finish off. He signed Kedin, and he finishes off the bracha appropriately, and he continues. Have a good day.